Okay.
They can't wait.
Bat, you want to make a brief staff report?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Board. The item before you tonight is two parts. The first is to set the legislative breakfast. Staff has proposed a date of May 7th at 7:30 a.m. That's when most of the local delegation was available. And that's in Attachment A. Attachment B is for the board to discuss and set a list of local legislative priorities. We've included last year's list of priorities and the currently adopted North Carolina League of Municipalities legislative priorities. The Triangle J Council of Governments has not adopted their legislative priorities for this year yet. We'll make the board aware of those once they do so. Bear in mind, when you're making your legislative program for this year, this is the short session. The talk out of Raleigh is they're not going to try to take on too many new bills this year. The best we can hope for is sort of that they leave us alone. So with that, I'll defer to the board to discuss.
Okay, and is you said May 7th was when the legislative delegation said that they could meet. Is everybody going to be able to make, or at least as far as we know, everybody's going to be able to make it May 7th from the legislative delegation? Okay. Before we, I don't know whether we can delve into anything other than the date itself, but let's focus on the date for a second. Is May 7th going to work for everybody?
What day of the week?
It's Monday.
It's a Monday.
Okay.
Monday, and it's 8 a.m.?
I'm
going to have 7:30 a.m. OMG.
What's that?
Yeah.
May 3rd?
May 7th.
Anyway, I'll be there.
You'll find out. All right.
7:30 a.m.
So, in...
Just two children.
We have a public hearing at some point on the... Well, this is a resolution setting the date, and this is discussion of legislative issues tonight. Okay, so if we're all clear about May 7th, is there anything we need to discuss in terms of legislative issues?
Well, can we go ahead and move the meeting, the attachment A?
Go right. It's done. Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. You know, obviously we have, because this is an even numbered year, the legislature usually doesn't take up anything very controversial. We can certainly ask if we care to for things that are controversial, but we can't really expect much to actually happen on that front. Are there...
But this is a legislature that's been known to come back to Raleigh for a weekend. Specifically, to take up things that are controversial,
but not things of interest to you.
Well,
there may be something of interest to me. I asked Representative Hackney specifically about one bill that whether he thought, given it being the short session, it could be plausible that could consider it, and he said he wouldn't put it past this current General Assembly. And it's two bills. One is the possibility of weakening current regulation on hydraulic fracturing is one, and the other one is the utility companies are trying to push through automatic annual rate hikes so that they can finance nuclear power plants, something that they would have pushed through the last legislative session had Fukushima not happened the week they wanted to do it.
So are we pro or against these two things?
We are against more rates. Oh, I thought I missed. I thought you were trying to figure out how I stated it. Sorry.
So basically, regarding anti-fracking rules and regulations, and then
annual rate hikes.
Annual rate,
or as they know it, construction work in progress, QIP bill.
Is that what they call it?
That's annual rate hikes for nuclear power to
saddle ratepayers with the
yeah, those
the
are
risks.
Issues.
Okay, and I think those are fine to bring up.
I had one other.
Well, Sammy, were you finished with those two for at least?
Well, I think this one might not be an issue or possible. It's more about being proactive as opposed to preventing something from happening. And I've talked to a lot of people in town who wish we could ban plastic bags, but I don't think we'll get that past this general assembly.
They did in Europe.
We talked about that one, you know?
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about
in a different time.
Yeah.
I think it was more like it might be a state thing than a.
Let me just
local bill.
Jump in on things like plastic bag. On things like plastic bag banning and that kind of thing. It is, you know, many of those things do have to do with sort of what our local authority is and so forth. But I think there's also the question of, and this gets to part of where we are in our dealings with Chapel Hill and Orange County governments right now in terms of solid waste management for the future. But, you know, I hear at least like, I would say every 6 months from somebody who is absolutely convinced that banning plastic bags would be like really the right thing to do. San Francisco has done it. Let's do it. And I don't disagree with the basic notion, but I think the point I would make is that part of what's worked really effectively in reducing our solid waste per capita generation rates over the last, well, 20 years almost by now has been that the way that we have had a kind of collaborative approach with Chapel Hill and Hillsborough and Orange County to try and put into place a set of policies that kind of work for our whole county. And I don't mean to belabor this point about plastic bags for plastic bag banning particularly, but I just want to point out that one of the real problems that I think it causes our community in Carrboro to have Orange County decide that they're no longer going to provide any solid waste disposal facility in Orange County, and have consequently Chapel Hill looking at going completely their own way and kind of walking away from working with Orange County, is that the opportunities for these kind of to make kind of community-wide develop an integrated strategy for solid waste management goes away as we collaborate less and less potentially in the future. And so I guess the two essential points I'm trying to get at are, on the one hand, there's a huge amount of value in having Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County and Hillsborough all working together and all having the same policies about landfilling cardboard, for example, or having a unified approach on everything from aluminum cans to oyster shells to what have you. And that one of the dangers of us winding up splitting up and hitting in different directions is that, you know, one town is banning plastic bags while another town is trying to do pay-as-you-throw, while rural Orange County is trying to address still a third approach, and that's of concern to me. That's not to say that doesn't have all that directly to do with whether plastic bags are one of the things that plastic bag ban is one of the strategies that we use to reduce waste, but more to say that, like, whatever the strategies are that we use to reduce waste, they will be more effective if they are implemented with Chapel Hill and Orange County and Hillsborough all at the same time. And that anyway, I just want to get back on that. Sorry.
And I just had one last one, but to that point, maybe there's an opportunity in the future to collaborate or communicate with other jurisdictions so that we could do this as a mutual ask and be that much stronger.
I agree.
On those asks. The last one, not because I think this General Assembly will do anything about it, but rather because it would be irresponsible of me not to bring it up, given that we are on the eve of tipping points, and it is an emergency, is they should know that we want them to do something about climate change. And I just want to, you know, I don't have any hope for it, but I don't want it to be because I didn't say it.
Right.
They're very pro-climate change.
Jackie and the Randy.
I'm sorry.
No, it's probably better that I finish up with this. Go ahead.
Along the same lines, and I don't think we'll ever get this, I, for a couple of years, have wanted us to be able to put a surtax on fertilizers. So, and then to use that money to offset what it cost us and is going to cost us to keep that out of Lake Jordan and out of our waterways. But that's another kind of Don Quixote kind of, I'm just not in a Don Quixote mood.
I guess my gut reaction is I think that's a fine issue to raise. I think we ought to raise it in the context of it being a statewide.
Because that's not that crazy. Just you pay for what you're.
But my point is, what's really needed is some statewide action on this issue. Because here's the thing: it's like Carborough has.
Oh no! I meant to get them to propose it on a statewide level, not as a Carborough thing. Because
otherwise, people buy all their fertilizer in Hillsborough and dump it in Carborough, and it doesn't do any good.
Well, and it doesn't. You know, aside from the money, it doesn't help the water. It doesn't help the water.
Exactly.
You know. So, but.
Exactly.
My question was on the. Last year and in years past, we have approved the North Carolina League of Municipalities goals. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be sure, were we to do that tonight yet again, one of their goals is to seek legislation to classify reclaimed water as a water resource and study the injection of treated water into aquifers. And I am not comfortable with that this year any more than I was before. So I'd like to, if we were to.
Is that so? Is that the 2011 or is that the 2012 from them?
Well, this is
that's
2012.
The
11,
12.
This is
that's the 11 to 12.
Right, but were we?
Okay,
were
I'm sorry. The staff
to,
said we were waiting still on.
Triangle J.
Okay, as opposed to NCLM. Sorry.
Maybe Matt knows.
The league adopted a two-year legislative program last year, so their priorities have not changed between last year and this year. It's TJ Cog's updated list that we're waiting on.
This is the same one we approved last year, except for the
yes.
Okay. We need kind of some restatement language about.
We said it last year. Our number six from last year. I would just want to include that again this year.
But are these?
Yeah, last year we approved it with the distinction that they didn't approve.
Right.
Are these additions though? New.
No, those were adopted last year
also.
March 24th.
Okay, and I can't remember whether we looked at this question at the time. The other thing is that I know NCLM is used a different approach last year for developing their agenda, but I would say in general in the past there have been a number of kind of personnel matters, local government personnel matters that we didn't really agree with league on. Is that some of that included in last year's? They didn't include that stuff, did they?
No.
That's why we didn't address
right.
it.
Okay. Right. They had had some collective bargaining stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have any last year's.
Right.
And then the last thing was that they were always on about comparative negligence and it's not in there.
It's not in there. Okay.
Let's just leave it alone.
Right.
Sorry.
Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I have a question about the number five from last year, and I watched the tape today. Are you bringing that up, Lydia, and what happened with that?
Well, yeah, actually, we tried to do this 3 years ago, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. Our legislators brought it up, went to committee, et cetera, et cetera. It got shot down in committee, never made it to the House. So we, kind of made a statement that we would try to bring it up every year. So last year, we also tried to bring it, we talked to our legislators about it. They were all in favor of it. But given the makeup of the legislature last year, I think Senator Kinnaird and Representative Insko, I think they kind of tested the waters a little bit on it and found that it wouldn't even really get even a proper hearing in committee. So it wasn't even really introduced in committee to even go forward. Because they also were butting up against other bigger fish like the amendment and things like that. So, in my view, this board kind of said, we ought to bring this up every year, just remind them every single year. Well, I mean, we could try, we could tell our legislators, if they want to bring it up again this year. I mean, it won't get anywhere, but at least we're pestering them and we keep bringing it up. It's because it's the short session and it is kind of a brand new thing, they might not even consider it at all this year. It might be more apt to get a start next year. And there also might be a new makeup of the General Assembly next year, too. But, I mean, if we want to kind of throw it out there again or ask them to try to throw it out there again, I'd be in favor of it, just to bug them.
I think we should.
Keep it alive.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt anything to have it be there. Did we just decide that we're meeting May 7th?
May 7th.
Monday, May 7th, which is the day before.
It's the day before the amendment.
Yeah. The final vote on the amendment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Dan?
I'd be interested in hearing from the legislators about what, if anything, the state's doing about protecting people from unwarranted foreclosures on their homes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you all read in the paper this morning about the events in Raleigh yesterday, but, you know, there's some anticipation of increased rounds of foreclosures. In this one house, they had the robo-signing issue with that, and I don't know what North Carolina has done, if anything, to date, but I'd certainly like to hear from the legislatures and encourage protection of people's rights to stay in their homes and have their mortgages renegotiated or whatever that might be.
I agree. I thought I read something to that effect. There's like the fourth one, maybe this speaks to it, says seek legislation to allow municipalities to establish vacant housing receivership programs for the purpose of rehabilitating structures not meeting, it's maybe not related.
Yeah, that's something different.
Yeah.
I like where you're headed with it, though, but.
that's what
it was from the league. Yeah, that's
I got you.
League.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It seems like our conversation, looking back at the list, the conversation last year, there was some value to the discussion of the 10-acre requirement for farms. Has that issue really moved anywhere such that we feel like we can have any more intelligent discussion of it this year, or is that something?
I feel like that would fall into the category of very controversial for this session.
Yeah, it would.
The subject our attorney doesn't like a lot.
And then the other one along those lines I'm wondering about is whether we need to whether anything further needs to be discussed in terms of SBI reform with.
Would be nice to get an update on.
Just ask them for an update.
Yeah, on how have they been cleaning up that act.
That's a good idea. And then, I forget, we did not have any success with this the energy efficiency issue last year.
My understanding is it's held up in some committee. It's in a committee, but.
Well, let's just leave it there then. Maybe some miracle will happen in the committee. Hmm. All right. Is there anything else that we need to discuss on this? All right.
Do we want Kathy to read out the list or?
Let me tell you what I see here is the first six things from last year's agenda, mm-hmm. including specifically on number two, asking for an update from them about what has happened with SBI reform. And then seven is deleted for this year. Mm-hmm. And then added to the list are communicating the importance of strong anti-fracking rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Or keeping the existing.
Well, I'm
yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
keeping/improving. Thank you. annual rate hikes, the issue of opposing annual rate hikes, automatic annual rate hikes for financing of nuclear power, future nuclear power mm-hmm. facilities, mm-hmm. and then asking the state legislature to take some leadership on the mortgage foreclosure issue, particularly related to showing some leadership on challenging the robo-signing and other kind of questionable/fraudulent bank practices in connection with mortgages. That's what I've got written down.
There was also on Jackie's idea about the statewide fertilizer tax.
Oh, fertilizer
and
tax.
And Sammy wanted to talk about
climate change.
Okay. And climate change. Fertilizer tax and climate change.
You know, okay. I don't think they would Apologies. Take it up this year, but we did pass the resolution recently about reviewing the Castle Doctrine. But I don't know. That might be one more.
Oh, that's the,
We might not want them to take
it. Yeah, really.
Right.
Make it worse.
Yeah.
These people want us to bring guns to church. All right. So I've got the first six on the list from last year in Attachment C, and then keeping/improving strong anti-fracking rules, annual rate hikes, opposing annual rate hikes to finance nuclear power, state leadership in mortgage foreclosure/robo-signing issues, a state fertilizer tax, and discussion of climate change leadership.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. Does staff have anything else they need to discuss with you?
No, thank you.
All right. And anything else from the board?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn.